Chazanish in Perak Aleph, Ois Tet. Most of this Keta is not in the regular Chazanish Emuna Bitochen. However, it is printed in the back of the Chazanish on Tyrus. Back of the Chazanish on Tyrus, they printed the Emuna Bitochen. There's four copies in the back. This is a fascinating thing. Says the Chazanish. Kosev Haram. The Rambam writes the Paragalat Me'ovat Yisoyidi Atero. Halacha Aleph. Yisoyida Yisoyidis. The foundation, the base of all foundations. V'amura Chochmois. The pillar of Chochmois. Leida Sheyesho Motzi Rishon. The person has to know that there is Motzi Rishon, a first reality. In other words, there is a being, there's Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a reality. And everything that is reality, anything that is created, and anything that could be found, whether it's in the heavens and the earth, and anything in between, they only were created because through the Ribbono Shel Olam. This foundation of Emunah, even though logic dictates that it be so, because a person cannot picture logically in his mind that there could be a creation that was not created. And the very fact that he's found, that he's created, Behechrich means that somebody created it. Something was created. Avladimyan ha'oilam lefan of kimishar. But somebody that's under the influence of his dimyan, of his thoughts, his imagination, so to speak. Ha'oilam lefan of kimishar. Everything that he sees in the universe is kimishar, is like flat land. Everything is understood. Everything is clear. And he doesn't have any questions. Va'in v'zehu l'ma'amasa. And analyzing such a thing is a burden. V'chedle ha'tvuno. And those that lack, people that lack tvuno, hanesunim tachas memshel hadimyon, that are underneath the dominion of their imagination, of their, not the seichel, rather dimyon, rechoikim emunah mushuchna. They are very far from emunah, which has the ability to convince somebody. In other words, even though everybody understands, it's such a davar pashut, that if it exists, then it has to be that someone, it was somehow created. If it's here, it means that, if it's a creation, that means it was created. But nevertheless, nobody that's a person that does not use the seichel won't come to such a conclusion on their own. There's a story with, I think it was Steinman, that he was speaking to a professor, and they were discussing evolution, the Big Bang, how the world started. And he asked him, so Taka, what did he say? How did it start? And he says, what's the big deal? There was a big, huge pool of chemicals, and then, so he says, yeah, sure. But how did the first chemical get there? Right? That's always the basic question. Right? If it's here, if there's a physical thing that's here, then it had to be created at some point. That first thing, whatever that first thing is, however far you get back, at the end of the day, there's going to be some dot, there's going to be some something that had to be created. And that there's no answer for. But no, we don't go that far. We know that it all started back with something else and something else and something else, and then we don't have to actually work it out then. Comes along the Chazanish and he says, V'yesh mi bali adimin ha'shoyalim. However, there are people that are under the influence of the dimyon that they ask, Ma narviach im naskim sheyesh lo elom mamzi? What are we going to gain if we agree that the world was created by a creator? Achrei she'enenu muchrochem lahaskim she'bar elom nimtza ve'en es laschalosim etziyusay nitzchis. We have to, if we agree that there's a creator, that means that the creator was always here. He was never created, right? And he was the one that created everything, but he himself wasn't created. He was always here, and he's eternal. So we're back to the same question that you're going to ask on anybody that's going to have evolution, that says the Big Bang Theory, evolution, b'chulu. You have the exact same question. How is it shaykh to have something which is a reality that was never created? How was the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, how did the Ribbono Shel Olam get there? Aval ein ledimyun bino. The reason why he's asking this question is because he simply lacks an understanding. So Dimyun has no understanding. Yichol nimtza sheyesh lo yimida v'ketzev orech v'orech v'shetach. Because any creation that has with it, that's finite, that has a limit, it has length, width, it has area, then we're able to depict it in our mind that there was obviously a time that it did not exist. And anything which is finite, that has a definitive boundary, that has definitive, has size, then at some point it had to be that it started. If there was a point that it started, then it had to be that there was somebody that caused it to get started. There was a Ribbono Shel Olam. If it was created, it has a creator that created it. Says the Chazon Ish, but there are things that exist however, there are certain things that are not finite. They do not have a specific size or area, and they are definitely found, and it's not shaykh to be without them. 2 + 2 = 4. Was there ever a time that 2 + 2 was not 4? So it's something which is a logical idea, but it's not a finite being. It's not a creation. There are other ideas, other logical ideas, such as that the hypotenuse is always going to be longer than the side of the triangle. Because it's not a physical, a muskel, an idea, a concept, is not physical, that it has, that it's limited and defined by bodily limitations. Vein eis limitziuson, and there was no time that it started being this logical idea, this concept started. And they never were created, they were never born, and they're never going to die. 2 + 2 was always 4 and will always be 4. V'nimtza kezeh hu mitziyusa yizbarach mamtzi kol hanimtzayim. And this is a mashal for the Ribbono Shel Olam. In other words, what's he saying? When we're discussing a physical world, and at the end of the day, you always have to come down that the world started with something physical, and that evolved, or that big bang is into something else, you're always going to be left with the question, but how did that first thing get there? And there's no answer for that question. However, when we're discussing a creator, we're not discussing something which is finite or physical. It's something which exists, but it's not in the finite world that it's limited by the limitations of the physical. And if that's the case, then the same way that these ideas and these concepts are true at all times, there was never a time that they were not true. They were never born. It's a truth. It's an intrinsic truth. That is what the Metzius of the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Certainly we can't understand 100% because we are finite. And the Rambam himself says this. We have no way to really define and understand the Ribbono Shel Olam because we're finite and the Ribbono Shel Olam is not. Everything about us, our minds are made up to a certain way. But there are certain things that we can understand even if we can't see them. Even gas exists, right? Gas doesn't have the gas that comes out of the stovetop. Right? It doesn't let them have a smell. They put in a smell because it would be dangerous if it didn't. That's something which none of your senses could sense that, could feel it. You can't smell it, and you can't see it. And you can, sometimes it's maybe a little bit hazy if there's enough gas. But you can't really see it, and you can't hear it, and you can't taste it, and you can't touch it. You can't. It's not a physical, but it exists. Right? There's certain things that's also to a certain extent is a physical, but not everything which is defined by, and we can understand that. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is beyond that even. Ribbono Shel Olam is totally past that. He's not physical in any which way. It's not and that is something which always existed. This is similar. The Ribbono Shel Olam, you could almost, it's not a concept, but it's similar to a concept that he was the one that created everything. But there's no way that a creature could really understand the mohus, the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki hu yizbarach bal koyach u bal bechir yedei kol yitzurov. Yedei my same, because Ribbono Shel Olam is the bal koyach, is omnipotent, and he has the ability to Ubal Bechira to do whatever he'd like, and he knows exactly what's going on with all of his creations, and he knows exactly what they do. He knows their needs, and he knows everything that goes on with them. And he is the one that orchestrates everything that happens in the entire universe. Because everything that happens in the entire universe is only because the Rebbeinu wanted it to happen. And he's not dependent on anybody else. When a person's seichel, his logic, is able to really appreciate the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam exists, miyad nichnas by simchas gilein keitz. He has a tremendous joy, and he exults in his simcha. V'nishmasi ni'im alav, and his neshama is pleasant to him. In other words, he's totally in tandem with his neshama. V'adimir mashlim ma'seichel. This is really, he gets back and he says that when a person sees the truth, then there's no longer any makom for dimyon. When something is clear, then there's no makom for dimyon anymore. So v'adimir mashlim ma'seichel. The dimyon makes peace with the seichel. Lachzis benayim Hashem, to be able to really perceive the ni'imus of the idea that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. V'chol ta'anugi b'sarim chomku avru. And all the pleasures of physical pleasures, they just slip away. V'nafshei ha'adino mesatefes b'kdusho. And a person's refined nefesh gets encompassed, gets wrapped b'kdusho. U'ke'ilu pirsho migufa ochor. It's as if it is nefesh really left and disconnected himself from his physical body. And you're right, he's walking here on this ground, but he bets them, he's much higher. He sees much greater, he's much higher than everybody else. And when a person is elevated to this level of Kedusha, Nigla Lafan of Oilam Chadash, it comes revealed to him a totally new world. Ki efshir la'adam is a famous words from the, it's already a song now. Ki efshir la'adam ba'ilam hazeh liyos kemalach l'ragoyim. It's shaykh for a human being in this world to be like an angel. Mamish to be like a malach kim tzvokais for a small amount of time. V'lei henes mi ziv ha'koydesh, and to be nene mamish from the ziv ha'koydesh like a malach. V'chol ta'anugi o'ilam hazeh ke'efes neged oynik shal dvekes ha'adam liyos yisbarach. And all the physical pleasures in this world are nothing connected to the dveikus that a person feels. If a person is able to tap into that at a certain time, let's give a mashal for it. Certain times a person is elated. He feels exhilaration. Something happened to him and he's extremely happy. He's on a high. And somebody gives him food. He's no interest in the food. It could be delicious food. It could be something that he really likes. It could be, nevertheless, it doesn't talk to him right now. He's in a different plane. He's different. If a person taps into the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, it happens to the Ragoyim. It doesn't have to be the Ragoyim in his whole life. It could be the Ragoyim in a year, and it could be the Ragoyim to live on that such a plane the entire time. And a Hanami, that's beyond the human being. Then he's a Malach Alekim Tzavokhi. However, to tap into that, if a person really taps into that, then he doesn't have a time for everything else. It's not even a time. It doesn't talk to him. A person that's holding over there, it's in a different world. He elevated himself, he took himself out, he elevated himself to the point where he's a notch above, and he sees the world from a totally different place. This hidden power is one of the fascinating koiches that the Ribbono Shel Olam hid in the neshama of a human being. And this koyach bears testimony that it's shaykh that a human being can be connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So a guy is somebody else that doesn't believe, 100% he doesn't believe because he never experienced it. But gedolim and anshei ma'aseh, the people that really experienced it, there's no question. It's not a question, is there a Ribbono Shel Olam? It's not. I'm connected. It's a reality. To be honest, Rabbi was once asked by the king. He says, "I know that when he was a kid, they say the story that it says in the Torah, 'Acher Ravim Lahatayis.' So how come the Jews are the smallest? They're the biggest, the minority of all the different nations. How come you don't go bust to the Ravim?" So he told him. He says that the whole din of 'Acher Ravim Lahatayis' is only when you have a suffix. If you have a suffix, you're not sure what to do. Then you 'Acher Ravim Lahatayis.' But something which is bar, there's no makam for a suffix b'chlav. There's no din of 'Acher Ravim Lahatayis.' somebody that was connected to Ribbono Shel Olam, somebody, and people could feel, even if you don't feel the dveikus, the person feels that the Ribbono Shel Olam was with me. I feel that the Ribbono Shel Olam helped me out here. I feel that these connections, that feeling, is made al kesher agev liyitzur kol yitzurim vasher nivro lavid es burei ladav tuboy. That a human being was created, it's made. That a human being, there's a burei, and you could connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you were created for the sake of being over the Ribbono Shel Olam and being davik in him.